primarily just one verse in Isaiah 59, verse 1. Well, we have a few little other verses we'll look at, but you know, the main focus is just on one verse to keep it simple. Isaiah 59, verse 1. And by the way, one takeaway today for each of us is three words. I'm going to be sharing on it multiple times, but he is able. So I want us to remember that as we look at these verses. God is able. Okay, so let's read Isaiah 59, verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that he cannot hear. When you read a verse like this, I think it's intended to build our faith when we read it. When we read a verse like this, it's not just to, you know, get head knowledge, but the Lord wants that verse to build up your faith in what God can do. It actually says in the Bible in Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing the word of God. We need to have our faith built. And when we read a verse like this, it's supposed to build up our faith. The Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save. That means he can save us in every circumstance we're in. Nor is his ear so dull that he cannot hear. No matter where we are in life, God is able to hear our cries for help. So this verse, when we read this, it's supposed to build our faith. And that's the goal for what I want to share on today briefly. So again, I want to say it again. He is able. That's what we need to remember as we go into this Thanksgiving season. God is able to help us in every circumstance. So what I wanted to do is look at three examples that are going to share about this verse in the Bible. We're going to look at three different examples and talk about it a little bit and hopefully take that away. So the first example, you can turn to Matthew chapter 14. And we're going to just read from a few verses from verse 25 all the way to verse 30 in Matthew chapter 14. So Matthew 14, verse 25, it says, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." So we all know the story. Let's read verse 31. Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand. He took hold of him and said, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" So what we see in this verse is, if you remember the verse from Isaiah, it says the Lord's arm is not so short that it cannot save. We see here the Lord's arm reaching down to grab Peter, and the arm of the Lord was not too short that it couldn't pull Peter out of the water and save him. So when I think about this example, you know, I think this kind of represents anything in life that we need saving from, that the Lord's arm is strong enough to save us. So, you know, think about your life. What do we need saving from? Do we have too much anxiety in life? You know, are we grumbling and complaining too much every day? We know that's a sin. You know, are we struggling with anger, lust, you know, worldliness? Do we have pride? Like, what is it in our life that we're struggling with that we need saving from? And what I want to encourage each of us is the Lord's arm is not too short that it cannot save us. In fact, we sung a song today. What a wonderful name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus, he was called Jesus because he came to save people from their sins. Jesus did not just come to forgive us. Yes, he's forgiven our sins, but he's also came to deliver us from our sins, to set us free from those sins. So when we remember that, the arm of the Lord is not too short to save us. Whatever that is in our life that we need saving from, the arm of the Lord is able to do it. So again, I want to say it again. He is able. Whatever in your life you're struggling with, sins, pride, worldliness, lust, you name it, the Lord can deliver you from that. So let's look at the next example. And it's interesting, Paul on the Sunday school shared about Jonah. And, you know, I wanted to talk about Jonah a little bit as well. So if you want, you can turn to Jonah. But just going to share a couple of verses from Jonah. So anyways, I want you to picture this scenario. So think about it. You're in the belly of a whale. You're in the middle of the ocean. You're in pitch blackness. You can see nothing. You're in the place where of the worst smells known to man. Not only that, you're being digested slowly by stomach acids. And not only that, you know that you got yourself into this situation because you rejected the word of the Lord. It seems like it's a hopeless situation. Now, Isaiah 59 verse 1 says, his ear is not dull that he could hear your, that he won't hear your call. However, I'm just going to, you don't have to turn there, but back in Isaiah 59, if I read verse 2, it says, where is it here? Isaiah 59 verse 2, it says, the Lord's ear is not so dull that he cannot hear, but your sins have made a separation between you and God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so he does not hear. So if we find ourselves in a situation like this, we've sinned, we messed up, we're in this terrible situation. Is it a hopeless case? Or do we give up? I messed up. There's nothing I can do. It's hopeless. Is that where we go? There's one word we need to do in that case, and the word is repent. If we've sinned, if we've messed up, and we're in the worst situation known to man, known to yourself, just repent. Turn back to the Lord. Say, Lord, forgive me. And when we do that, if we repent and turn to the Lord, even if we've messed our life up completely and we're in the worst imaginable situation, the Lord will hear our cry. The Lord's ear will not be so dull that it cannot hear our cry no matter where we are. We could be in the belly of the whale, in the middle of the ocean, in pitch black. The worst situation, the Lord will be able to hear us even in the worst situation. So in Jonah chapter 2, verse 1, Jonah prayed to the Lord from the stomach of the fish. And he said, and Paul read this verse earlier, he said, I called out of my distress to the Lord, and he answered me. I cried for help from the depth of the grave, and he heard my voice. And then in verse 10, chapter 2, it says, the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited up Jonah onto dry land. So takeaway for this example, even if you're in the worst possible situation, the Lord hears and he cares. If you've sinned, repent, turn to the Lord, and he will hear your prayer. Okay, last example is in Mark. We can go to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. And I'm just going to read a few verses again, starting in verse 14. So let me read this. Mark 9, verse 14. When they came back to the disciples, this was Jesus and Peter, James, and John, they saw a large crowd around them, and they saw scribes arguing with the disciples. Immediately when the huge crowd saw him, they were amazed and began running over to greet him. And he asked them, what are you discussing with them? One of the crowd answered him and said, teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed with an evil spirit that makes him mute. Whenever it seizes him, it slams him to the ground. He foams at the mouth. He grinds his teeth and stiffens out. I told your disciples to cast it out and they could not do it. So for this example, I wanted us to think about this. If you have you could picture yourself, you have a condition that needs saving from. You know, maybe it's a sin that we can't shake. You know, the sin keeps coming back to bother you over and over again. You've tried to overcome again and again, and other people have tried to help you, and it seems like there's no help. Now other people are even telling you to give up, not to bother Jesus. It doesn't work. So, and in this situation, we may not even have enough faith. We may have very little faith to even know if it's possible to overcome. So if you think about this situation here, what we have to remember is the only power strong enough to overcome the law of sin in our life is the power of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And that power we access through faith. So what do we do in this case? It's a hopeless situation. We're struggling in sin, and it's defeated us many, many times. You know, it's the answer is very simple. What is this? What did this father do? Verse 20. They brought the boy to Jesus. So you come to Jesus. Just come to Jesus. Jesus asked the father in verse 21, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. And then the father had said, if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. And Jesus, he looked at the Father and said, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. Then the boy's father cried out and said, I do believe, help my unbelief. If we sense we have unbelief in a situation, you know, we've fallen so many times we think it's impossible to overcome, we just go, come to Jesus, confess our unbelief, say, Lord, increase my faith. What I would want to say is, even with a little sliver of faith, the Lord is able to work in that situation. All things are possible to him who believes. So let's go back to Isaiah 59 just to finish up here. I just want to reread Isaiah 59 verse 1 one more time. And I'll read it one more time. The Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor his ear so dull he cannot hear. If you have sinned, repent, turn to the Lord, and he will hear you, and he is able to help you. You know, we have sinned, we've all sinned, we've fallen short many times. But Lord, you are able. Today, October 12th, 2025, Lord, you are able to help me, whatever I'm struggling with. There's no sin that's too strong for the Lord. All things are possible to him who believes. So I just want to encourage each of us today, myself included, we just need a sliver of faith, and the Lord can do a wonderful thing in our life.